Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators in Seattle commemorated on Saturday the 48th anniversary of Land Day with a rally where they demanded a permanent Gaza ceasefire and an end to violence. Demonstrators waved Palestinian flags as they marched through the streets of Seattle chanting Free, Free Palestine. Land Day commemorates the killing of six Arabs by Israeli security forces during protests on March 30, 1976, over government land confiscations in northern Israel. Pope Francis on Saturday soldiered through a more than two-hour Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, one of the longest services in Catholic liturgy, amid renewed concerns about the 87-year-old's frail condition.
Sono macigni della morte e li incontriamo lungo il cammino in tutte quelle esperienze e situazioni che ci rubano l'entusiasmo e la forza di andare avanti.
His voice at times sounded raspy and out of breath, but he read all his prepared texts, including a more than one-page long homily, and he smiled and waved at the congregation as he left in a wheelchair. On Friday, the Pope skipped at the last minute a nighttime procession at Rome's Colosseum in what the Vatican said was a bid to preserve his health ahead of other Holy Weeks. This is VOA News. The UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon says three United Nations military observers and a Lebanese interpreter have been wounded when a shell exploded near them while patrolling the southern Lebanese border. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
The UN peacekeeping mission known as UNIFIL said Saturday that the military observers were from the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization. Since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, concerns have grown that near-daily clashes along the border between Israel and the militant Lebanese group Hezbollah could escalate into a full-scale war. The Israeli military, in a statement, denied striking the peacekeepers. A UNIFIL spokesperson says it is investigating the origin of the explosion. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The number of passenger flights operating between China and the United States reaches 100 per week on Sunday, which is a significant increase from the height of the pandemic when flights then dropped to just a few dozen per week. In late Friday, the Civil Aviation Administration of China announced that starting from March 31st, Chinese and U.S. airplanes can operate a total of 100 scheduled passenger flights per week.
I've had to find the cheapest route. I'm doing the milk run going back, so just to be affordable.
A passenger coming from the U.S. Generations of Maryland workers, longshoremen, seafarers, and steel workers whose livelihoods depend on Baltimore's port watch in disbelief this week as an iconic symbol of their maritime culture crumbled into the Patapsco River. The deadly collapse of the historic Francis Scott Key Bridge has shaken Baltimore to its core. Baltimore was a port long before it was incorporated as a city and long before the United States declared its independence from Britain. The semi-autonomous Somali state of Puntland announced Sunday it would no longer recognize federal institutions after Parliament backed a plan for a one-person, one-vote election system. It was the latest move in a long-running and sometimes tense saga, with Puntland repeatedly issuing similar declarations in recent years to express its disagreement with the central government in Mogadishu. Authorities in the region opposed the adoption by Parliament of the plan to reintroduce universal suffrage and end the complex clan-based indirect voting system in place for more than half of a century. In Washington, Nabil Biadro, VOA News.